Fantastic. Good morning and happy Christmas to you all. Thank you. Thank you. It's a very special day, isn't it? As we celebrate the birth of Santa Claus.
Jesus.
What?
Jesus.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, you see, the thing is, it's very easy to get them mixed up. Jesus and Santa Claus. So, we have two volunteers, Arnie and Jonathan, are going to come, and we're going to have Santa Claus and Jesus. Now, we're going to kind of play a little bit, spot the difference. I mean, there's a lot of things I have that are the same, surprisingly. I've got a few, which I'll run past you. You might have more than this. For example, they both have, or they will have, a beard. Okay, so Jesus and Santa both have a beard. I think we can say they both wear strange clothes, certainly for us. So they both wear a beard, they both have strange clothes. They both have helpers. So who's Santa's helpers?
Elves.
The elves, yeah. And who's Jesus' helpers? Exactly. Wow, you're on the ball. So they both have a group of helpers. They both love children. And are loved by children. Yeah? Is that true? Yep. They both have lots of songs written about them. We won't need to sing them out as such, but there are lots of Santa Claus songs. Santa Claus is coming to town, yeah? And lots of songs about Jesus. So they both have lots of songs written about them. They are both kind and generous. So Jesus is kind and generous, and Santa is very kind, isn't he, and generous. They both have two names, Santa Claus and Jesus Christ. Although technically Christ is more a title than a surname, as it were, but they both have two names, and they both have lots of other names. So what are some of the other names for Santa?
Father Christmas. Father
Christmas.
St. Nicholas.
St. Nicholas. Is that them all? That's all the ones I know. And what are some of the names for Jesus?
Saviour.
Saviour, Emmanuel, I think somebody said. Our Lord,
King,
Messiah,
Emmanuel.
Yeah, lots of names. So they both have lots of names, don't they? So they've actually got quite a lot of things in common. They both know lots of things about us. Santa seems to know where we live. I guess that's how he knows which chimney to come down or whatever. Maybe he doesn't do that quite so much these days. Maybe he found another way. And he knows our names. And Jesus knows lots of things about us as well, doesn't he? So lots of things in common. We both send things that we want, our sort of wish list. You ever done that for Santa? Have you ever sent a wish list?
Yes.
Yes. Perhaps most or many of us have probably done that, haven't we? And or maybe even sent a letter to Santa at Lapland. So we send a wish list, and we do that to Jesus as well, things that we want, we let Jesus know. So lots of things they have in common. Anything else? That was all the ones I could think of. Anything else you think they might have in common? Okay, that's good, I've got them all. Things that are different. The what?
They're both men.
Yep. Yeah. Very true. Oh dear, look. Once you start something, you know, it's just what is the same? Something different? We'll come to that.
They both have something on their head.
Very true. Very true. Right. Okay, we're going to think about difference now. So, Luca, They're both really old. Oh. Okay. So what are some of the things that are different? Okay, perhaps I'll run through the ones I've got and you can add if you can. Santa only comes once a year. Okay. You know, after today, we probably won't see Santa for another 12 months, or is it 7 months these days? I'm not sure. You know, he just disappears, doesn't he? We don't hear about him, we don't see him, we don't sing about him. You know, he just goes completely off the scene. So he's only here once a year, whereas Jesus is here all the time. You know, Jesus was born as a baby, he grew up to be a man, and he mingled with people, he healed people, he had meals with people, he taught people. You know, he was always coming alongside people, and he's still with us today by his Spirit. So that's a big difference, isn't it? Santa just comes once a year, but Jesus is here with us all the time. Another difference, okay, we said that we make a list and give it to both of them. But there's a big difference in our list. Santa gives us what we want. Jesus gives us what we need. Yeah. That's a big difference, isn't it? I mean, you think of things that you've already got or you will open later today. They're all things that you don't really need, but they're nice to have. You know, the things that you want, but you can live without them. What are some of the things that Jesus gives us that we really need?
Love.
Love. Come on, there must be lots of them. Love. Peace of mind, yeah, okay. Care and kindness, yeah.
Good health.
Forgiveness. Hope. Strength.
Friendship,
yeah.
Family.
Guidance, yeah. Wow. And I'm sure we can... When the hand goes up, we can't just ignore it, but Luca. Goodness, yeah. Excellent. Forgiveness and encouragement and goodness. So Jesus gives us what we need, whereas Santa gives us what we want. And that is a huge difference between them both. And our deepest need, of course, is to be loved, to be forgiven, to have peace with God, to have hope and friendship and be part of his family. And that cannot be found in Santa Claus, can it? You might get a new sweater or something from Santa, or a new toy or whatever, but the things that really matter only come from Jesus. And what we're going to do now is we're going to just listen to a song. And what it's a few moments just to kind of reflect, I suppose. And I want to just put this question for you to reflect on. What does Jesus coming to earth mean to you? What does Jesus' coming to earth, leaving heaven, being born in that stable in the manger, what does that mean for you? So we're going to listen to this song. And perhaps just think about that for yourself.
You could have stepped into creation with fire for all to see, brought every tribe and nation to their knees. Arriving with the host of heaven in royal robe and crown, the rulers of the earth all bowing down. But you chose meekness over majesty, wrapped
Contradiction, and yet what an amazing truth. What does it mean for us? What does it mean to you that Jesus would come to earth? I'm not looking for you to give an answer to that, don't worry. But it changes everything, doesn't it? It changes everything for us. And I'm sure we can answer that in all sorts of different ways. But everything changes because Jesus came. We're going to spend a few minutes praying. A lot of people find Christmas a difficult time, don't they? As much as it is a time to celebrate and rejoice and perhaps be with family and friends and have a lovely meal or all these kind of things and open presents, but there are many in our world that this is a very difficult time. So who are the people we might want to pray for?
People grieving.
People who are grieving, yeah. So there'll be people who, yeah, especially around the dinner table and things like that, when there's somebody who's missing.
People who are in loneliness.
Lonely people, people who are on their own or just struggling. people who are in war, facing, you know, life and death situations. Sorry? Yep, our brothers and sisters who are suffering because they perhaps can't just meet like we're meeting.
People who are sick.
People who are sick, yeah.
The emergency workers,
people who are putting in a hard shift at work on our behalf. Yep. Is that a hand up or not? It is. It's been up a long time, but it's falling down. Who are?
Who are working hard to take care of children.
People who are parents and people who are working hard to care for children. Mm-hmm. Luca, while I'm here.
Doctors.
Doctors, yeah. Absolutely.
People who
have
yet to accept Jesus.
People who have yet to accept Jesus, who don't really understand what it's about. I was also thinking of people who maybe have been told of something that is terminal. I was thinking actually of Chris Hoy, the cyclist. People who might be thinking, this is the last Christmas I will spend with family and friends. That's quite a thought, isn't it? So lots of people who might find it very difficult to celebrate in the way we are celebrating. And I think it's right that we pray and remind ourselves and bring people to God. So let's pray together. Father God, thank you that we can meet in this way to celebrate your coming into our world. Lord, that event in history we know has changed our lives and continues to change our lives day by day. And yet, Lord, we are aware that we live in a world where not everyone understands or has entered into the joy of your coming. And others, Lord, who are just finding life very difficult and maybe find it hard to celebrate. Lord, we pray for those who are lonely. Lord, we pray for those who are in hospital, perhaps awaiting surgery. Lord, we pray for terminally ill people who are having to live with that news minute by minute. For those families and friends who have lost a loved one. Lord, for those who are in conflict, in war, having been sent by their own country to go and defend, and again being away from home. Lord, for our carers, our those who work in the NHS and other services, Lord, who are working hard on our behalf, we pray for them too. Lord, thank you that your love goes out to each and every one, our persecuted brothers and sisters, Lord, all whom that we've mentioned this morning. Help us, Lord, to be mindful of others, even as we celebrate your love and your goodness. So hear our prayer, Lord, as we just lift one another up to you, each one who just needs your touch, who needs you to draw near to them, who needs your love and your peace, and your forgiveness, your comfort. Lord, we just hold them up before you. In the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're going to finish by singing. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King.